This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The sentence in this case is being imposed because you abused 26 children.
The owner of an unlicensed daycare center in Colorado Springs heading to prison for 6 years. Carla Faith given the maximum sentence yesterday for a felony count of attempting to influence a public servant. Faith was arrested in November of 2019 after investigators found she was keeping more than two dozen children hidden behind a false wall. She is convicted of 26 counts of child abuse, running the daycare without a license, and that felony level charge of attempting to influence a public official. Vanessa Nagel's child is still in counseling 3 years after this incident and still has behavioral issues to this day.
I think this sends a strong message that what happened to our kids wasn't right.
Because of the child abuse charges being misdemeanor-level charges, Faith was sentenced to 10 months in prison on each count. Those terms will be served concurrently with the sentence for the felony conviction.
State health officials say ICU bed capacity across the state is nearly 90%, the highest percentage in almost a year. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19, and more than 890 of those patients were unvaccinated. Governor Jared Polis says there's a clear difference between vaccinated COVID-19 patients who are hospitalized and unvaccinated patients.
The average age of a vaccinated person in the hospital is 73, and many of those can be avoided by boosters. The average age of unvaccinated in our hospitals is 57, meaning there's unvaccinated 30-year-olds right along unvaccinated 70-year-olds.
Current numbers are nearing the initial first wave of hospitalizations for MAC in April of 2020. Health officials say that average age, as the governor mentioned, is much lower when it comes to unvaccinated patients in the hospital as opposed to those who are vaccinated. El Paso County reporting another large jump in COVID-19 cases. In El Paso County, 533 new cases were reported in the past 24-hour reporting period. Five more people have died. Pueblo County also seeing high case counts, 190 new cases and three deaths reported. Pueblo City County Health Department also noted that there are currently six schools battling outbreaks, and one of their deaths this month involved a child under the age of five. Teller County reported 17 new cases and two COVID-related deaths. Two new deaths also in Fremont County, along with 61 new positive cases.
Coloradans who received the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine now eligible to get a booster shot. KRDO's Jessica Grundling with more as the CDC officially made the recommendation and authorized mixing and matching of COVID-19 boosters.
The CDC recommends Moderna boosters for people 65 and older, people living in long-term care facilities, and people 18 to 64 with underlying medical conditions or those who are at an increased risk for exposure because of where they work and live. You can get a booster starting 6 months after your second dose for Moderna. For Johnson & Johnson, if you are over 18, you can get a booster as soon as 2 months after the initial dose.
Once again, KRDO's Jessica Grundling with that report. The Johnson & Johnson boosters are eligible for anyone 18 and up. A Colorado jury has found Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains not liable for the 2015 mass shooting at the Colorado Springs Clinic. The six-member jury ruled unanimously in the group's favor Wednesday. Victims sued Planned Parenthood following the shooting, arguing the organization should have done more to prevent it. Lawyers for Planned Parenthood argue that they could not have anticipated or prevented an armed attack by accused shooter Robert Deer. Three people died, nine others were injured in that shooting. Meanwhile, an adventure park in Glenwood Springs being fined by the state for safety violations that led to a Colorado Springs child's death. KRDO's Riley Carroll with more.
Published reports say that the state agency responsible for amusement park safety has fined the Glenwood Cabins Adventure Park a total of $68,000. Six-year-old Wengala Stefanos died on September 5th when she fell from the park's haunted mine drop ride. Investigators found that the child had not been properly belted in on the ride. The park has also been ordered to keep the ride closed until it's inspected by the state, and employees have been retrained on how to properly operate it. The child's parents filed a lawsuit against the park earlier this week. Riley Carroll, KRDO News Radio.
Beautiful Friday, mainly sunny skies, warm temperatures, high of about 72 in Colorado Springs, 76 for Pueblo. We'll see clear and cool conditions overnight with morning starts in the upper 30s and low 40s. Sunshine to start your Saturday with increasing clouds into the afternoon and evening. Still mild with a high of about 72 degrees for Colorado Springs, 77 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.